Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, and tonight is part 10 and the concluding part of the jazz history of St. Louis. We will be covering the late 2000s and the current scene. Even during the Great Recession, Jazz the Bistro kept bringing in nationally known groups and giving work to local St. Louis musicians. Recordings kept being made, and both Kim Portnoy and Paul DeMarinis included poetry in their recordings. Dixieland jazz continued to be heard in St. Louis at jazz club meetings and occasionally at the Sheldon. And music on the show tonight will be from the St. Louis Stompers, the Funky Butt Brass Band, Andy Tischner, the Jazz Edge Big Band, Gary Fiorino, Peanuts Whalum, Bach to the Future, Ellen Martinez, and Keon Harold. Stay tuned following NPR News.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is part 10 and the final part of the jazz history of St. Louis. Before we begin, we have to thank Mike Schrand, Aaron Doerr, Carol Beth True, Jim Widener, and Dr. Don Cook. The original Jazz History of St. Louis documentary was funded by a grant from the Missouri Arts Council and was copyright 1987 KWMU. We're going to start tonight's show with the St. Louis Stompers playing Jelly Roll Morton's Boogie Boo. Dennis Owsley, and this is part 10 of the Jazz History of St. Louis on Jazz Unlimited. We started the show with Boogaboo by the St. Louis Stompers, recorded in 2009. And that group consists of Steve Lilly, the leader on cornet, Mike Lilly, clarinet, Pat Arana, trombone, Jack Tarter, drums, David Zink, tuba, and Dave Mazak on piano. The Funky Butt Brass Band is really a lot of fun, and I think it's really great to have a New Orleans-style brass band in St. Louis. I'm going to have them play St. James Infirmary, recorded in 2011. heard the Funky Butt Brass Band doing St. James Infirmary, recorded in 2011. And that group was Aaron Chandler on trombone, Adam Huckey on trumpet, Ben Reese on tenor, Matt Brinkman on tuba, Tim Halpin on guitar, and Ron Sykes on percussion. I want to say a couple of things about what I call community big bands. They all have a common purpose, for the players to have fun and sharpen their skills by enjoying the challenge of reading and interpreting big band music. These community big bands play music in every style, from the dance music of the big band era to quite modern music. St. Louis has several community big bands. The Gateway City Big Band has been in existence since 1966. The Blue Knights are an offshoot of the Gateway City Big Band that plays a somewhat wider repertoire. The original Knights of Swing Band was started in 1949 and remains active. The Ambassadors of Swing also mines this era. The Sessions Big Band was started around 1995 as a band to play Monday nights at BB's Jazz, Blues, and Soups. The music of the band is jazz classics and jazz standards composed since the mid-50s, and it continues on a monthly basis there. The St. Louis Jazz Orchestra is led by bassist Jim Widener and has a Stan Kenton feel to its music. There is a St. Louis Big Band, the Steve Shankman Orchestra, the Dave Dickey Big Band, the Genesis Jazz Project, and the Route 66 Big Band. We're going to have a couple of pieces of music. The first one is from trumpeter Andy Tischner, who is Traber Tischner's son. He's really a first call trumpet on a lot of things and has an album out of mostly Ellington tunes. Here is The Mooch. And then we're going to hear music from the Jazz Edge Big Band, which has been in existence since the early 1990s. The tune is Perdido, recorded at the Chase in 2012, after the station break.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is part 10 of the Jazz History of St. Louis on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Andy Tischner on trumpet, Reggie Thomas piano, Rick Hayden guitar, Zeb Briskovich bass, and Miles Vandiver on drums, recorded in 2012 doing The Mooch. That's a Duke Ellington tune. And then Perdido, a tune also associated with Duke Ellington, by the Jazz Edge Big Band, recorded at the Chase in 2012. The trumpet soloist is Jason Brown. Many of the recordings in St. Louis on this show and last week's show have been made by Bill Becker's Victoria Company. We owe him a real debt of gratitude for his work documenting the St. Louis jazz musicians. A set of three is next. First is Amazing Grace with Jay Hungerford and Gary Fiorino on piano, recorded in 1995. We just heard Rick Hayden's name with Andy Tischner. Now he's with John Pizzarelli on guitar on Chasing the Blues, recorded in 2005. And then we're going to close the set with Beautiful Friendship, sung by Peanuts Whalum on his debut recording, if you can believe this, as a vocalist, even though he had been doing these Nat King Cole-styled vocals since the 1950s. Thank you.
this is the end of a beautiful friendship. It ended just a moment ago. This is the end of a beautiful friendship. I know, 'cause your eyes told me so. We were always like a sister and her brother, until tonight when we looked at each other. That was the end of a beautiful friendship, but just the beginning of love. And her brother, until tonight when we looked at each other. That was the end of a beautiful friendship, but just the beginning. Just the beginning. It was just the beginning of a whole lot of love. I mean a whole lot of love.
You're listening to the Jazz History of St. Louis, Part 10. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me. And we heard a set of three. Amazing Grace by Gary Fiorino on piano and Jay Hungerford on bass. Then Chasing the Blues with Rick Hayden and John Pizzarelli on guitar, Martin Pizzarelli on bass, and Tony Tedesco on drums. And then finally, Peanuts Whalum on vocal and piano with Jeff Anderson bass, Chester Thompson on drums, and Rob Block on guitar. We're going to hear a five trombone group playing Brett Stamp's composition, Ragin' Cajun. And the group is Brett Stamp's, Cody Henry, Jim Owens, Dave Stamp's trombone, Jim Martin bass trombone, and again, Reggie Thomas, Rick Hayden, Zeb Briskovich, and Miles Vandiver, recorded in 2012. Then we're going to hear Steve Schenkel and Ashley Mason on vocal doing Tomorrow is a Long Time, and they were recorded in 2010. And finally, we will hear smooth jazz saxophonist Tim Cunningham play Ordinary People live in 2011 with Jeremiah Allen on keyboards, Jeff Taylor on bass guitar, and James Jackson on drums, following the station break. Thank you.
Lie in my my bed once again.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the Jazz History of St. Louis, Part 10. You heard Ragin' Cajun by Brett Stamps and his ensemble. Then Tomorrow Is a Long Time Thing, Steve Schenkel and Ashley Mason. And then Tim Cunningham did Ordinary People. Please stay tuned for Carol Beth True and Keon Harold. That'll be following the station break.